Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Just last night, my love said she was leaving. I sit right there and cried until the dawn. Then booze was added to the pain and heartbreak. The combination equaled trouble. From then on, blues plus booze means I lose. Not a right combination for anyone to choose. Nobody knows the feeling till he's been in my. I lose. Tonight I'm fast forgetting how she left me. But tomorrow pain will come on twice as strong. I order stronger booze and louder music. Like I'm happy for tonight, but not for long. Blues plus booze means I lose.
Teardrop that you cry, and if if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Yeah, can I hear Tennessee Whiskey and anything by George Strait?
I'll do it tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. And you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as
Why, hello, I'm little Jimmy Dickens of the Grand Ole Opry, and I'm here to say a happy birthday to Hillbilly Hits.
Sure can.
And send it out to Don Dennis.
I'll do it for you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
By me, Lord.
Bye.
What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasure I've known? Tell me, Lord. What did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Maybe, Lord. someone else what I've been through myself. On my way back to you,
Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hand.
Jesus, my soul.
Yes, Tracy, I'd like to play, if you play a couple of songs for me.
Okay.
One of them's Johnny Jack, the Two-Time in Blues.
Okay.
And the other is Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton, Making Believe.
Sure, we'll do them for you.
And y'all have a good day. I'm enjoying the music.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank y'all.
KNEL, can I help? great song. I hadn't played that in I don't know when. One called Two Time in Blues. There's Johnny and Jack for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show. One of my dearest friends in country music was the great Johnny Wright and his lovely bride, Kitty Wells. Here's Pretty Miss Norma Jean tonight by request. Whiskey 6 years old.
They took up and ran away. Mama cried a tear and then she promised 14 children, I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed her pride, the neighbors started talking, but I was much too young to understand the things they said. The thing that mattered most of all was Mama's chicken dumplings and a good night kiss before we went to bed. Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to give a helping hand. So let them gossip all they want. She loved us and she raised us. The truth is standing here, a full-grown man. Last summer, Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. Each Sunday, she receives a fresh bouquet of 14 roses and a card that reads, the greatest mom on earth.
Oh, the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. Yeah, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp.
Hey, Tracy, can you play something by Amber Digby and Justin Trevino together, please?
I'll be happy to.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Our love and happiness both seem
There's Allison Krausen for you. Man, we enjoyed having Allison with us this past week. She did our Facebook Live show with Justin Trevino and Chuck Jividen and Linda Burton and Sharon Kinniston. It was so much fun and good to spend some time with Allison and my buddy Tyson. And it's always good to see them and appreciate them so very much. I love her version of that old song that Willie Nelson and Hank Cochran wrote many years ago. Little song called Undo the Right on the Hits Radio Show. You know what? You know what? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else tonight in this entire world that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show, just like we've been doing for the last 33 years. KNEL, can I help you tonight?
Hi, can you play Sometimes by Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner?
Bill Anderson and Mary Lou Turner, Sometimes. I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, beautiful.
Sometimes.
Tell me, are you happy?
Yes, sometimes. But sometimes I feel like I've just got to get away from the same old existence day after day. Oh, haven't you ever felt that way? See, you're married. Don't you love her?
Sometimes.
But you have thought of cheating, haven't you?
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes I long for a warm, tender kiss, just to see if there's anything I might have missed. Oh, haven't you ever felt like this?
Sometimes.
And it's beginning to feel like this might be one of those sometimes. Those one time in a lifetime. Console you, drive you right out of your mind. But I know when I do, I won't get over you for quite some time. I'm aching to hold you, kiss and console you, drive you right out.
Could I hear some Hot Rod Lincoln?
Hot Rod Lincoln, okay.
And maybe a Johnny Horton Comanche if you got it.
We'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. This story is true, only the engine oil has been changed to protect the pistons. you heard this story of the hot rod race when the Fords and the Lincolns were set in the pace. That story's true, I'm here to say. I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 12 cylinders, use them all. Got overdrive, it just won't stall. With four barrel carbs and a dual exhaust and 411 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety teeth, but honey, I ain't scared. Brakes are good and the tires are fair. We pulled out of San Pedro late one night when the moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, Cadillac sedan passed us by, and I said, boys, is that some bark for me? By then, the tail light was all you could see. Now the boys all ripping me for being behind, so I thought I'd make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down in overdrive. I wound it up to 110 miles, but I'm just saying we'd hit top, and my foot was blue like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all followed, I lost my sense, and them telephone poles look like a picket fence. They said, Ray, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just look like dots. We took a corner side swipe the truck, and I crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, and the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Well, I knew I could catch him and I thought I could pass, but don't you know, Bob, then we'd be low on gas. That flame's coming out of the side, you feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, got a license to fly, and that caddy pulled over and let us by. All of a sudden started knocking down in a dip, started rocking. I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, Wilbur, they arrested me and then they put me in jail, and then they called my papa to throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
The battle was over at Custer's last stand, and taps were sounding for all the brave men, while one lone survivor, wounded and weak, Comanche, the brave horse, at the general's feet. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Though you are silent, your deeds did speak loud. If your buddies could see you, I know they'd be proud. The symbol of bravery at the little big horn. Poor old Comanche, your battle scarred and torn. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the greatest sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you gave your all. Comanche, you fought hard. Comanche, you tried. You were a good soldier, so hold your head up high. For even the sometimes must fall. Comanche, the brave horse, you give your all.
Hi, this is Dotsie, and you're listening to Tracy Pitcox on KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas.
The red, white, and blue. Meet me in Texas. We've got nothing to lose. I can cry on your shoulder. No one will care. Meet me in Texas. I'm on my way there. This lonesome state I'm in is not the kind of place you win. There's a loser for every smiling face. I've tried to make it work, but it's hard when I've been hurt. I need for you to meet me in that place.
From Dotsie for you. There's one called Meet Me in Texas. We'll play that for my buddy Kenneth Knight, who is listening to us in Hendersonville, Tennessee tonight. I know he loves Dotsie, and Dotsie loves him, and we all love Dotsie. She's such a great artist in this business. And of course, she's with us during our 33rd Heart of Texas Country Music Festival as well, so it's always an honor to have Dotsie around. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL. Whether you're listening to us live on Thursday or our rebroadcast on Saturday, we certainly thank you for being tuned in with us right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web on knelradio.com.
Tracy Pickard.
Yes.
Can you play Opal?
Opal, I'll do it for you.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello, Opal? It's Frank. Did the man give you the divorce papers? Opal, you can call me anything you want to. You always have. You know, you cussed me ever since we've been married and called me every name in the book. And you know that I've never raised my voice to you, and I'm not going to today. No, I'm not gonna get mad at you. I just can't live with you anymore. You know, I never would have married you, Opal, but Daddy never would let us go with any girls. And I married the first girl I met, and that was you. Yeah, simmer down a little. Believe me, I did what I had to do. Don't make me go into it. You can have everything we've got. A house, a car, money in the bank, the muffler shop, sell it, do anything you want to do with it. Let's call it quits. We both made a mistake, and let's just drop it. Now, I'm getting a little tired of this abuse, Opal. I called you because I thought it was the thing to do. I just quietened down a little bit. Okay, Opal. Remember, you asked me. I'm gonna tell you. I guess it all came to a head that night at open house over at the Coopers. I begged you to buy a new evening dress for that occasion, but no. No, you wouldn't do it. You had to wear that old faded formal that you wore to your last high school prom. I was so pretty in this dress, and all the boys wanted to dance with me, and they kept trying to get me to go outside. Oh, I got sick of hearing you tell that over and over. You know, the top of that dress kept falling down, and I kept pulling it up. You know, the years kind of take their toll on us, Opal. It wasn't as much indecent as it was sickening. No wonder it kept falling down. Not only was it a strapless gown, and at your age, but because you were half drunk when you put the dress on, you didn't put anything under it. And your hair. Women just don't wear waves and ringlets anymore. You ask me now, Opal. Well, then a couple of days later, when I was talking to that insurance man, and you kept stumbling into the room there and interrupting, why, Opal, that man didn't want any more of your fudge. And another thing, did you ever notice how that when you walked through the house, you just kind of stomped? Yeah, you just stomped along. Oh, I used to hate to walk anywhere with you. And when you would drink out of a glass or a cup or whatever, you just kind of sucked it out and made that funny sound. Oh, it used to disgust me. I wanted to hit you right in the mouth. You ask me. Well, Opal, there are a lot of other things. In fact, in the last 5 years, I don't think you've done anything that didn't either make me mad or sick. Well, I'm on my way to the remote part of Alaska. I'll be living in an igloo up there by myself, 200 miles from the nearest town. I'll be working for the government, and I'll be spotting aircraft that flies over. They say the yearly average is about 7. Once a year now, I'll go to Point Barrow and report at the relay station. Rest of the time, I'll be out there in that igloo by myself. And I'm looking forward to it. Last man that had the job went crazy and beat his head against the igloo till he died. That won't happen to me. I can take anything. Well, Opal, keep your old chin up. By the way, that's another thing, Opal. Did you ever notice when you talk that you kind of drew your chin back and your lips got tight and thin and your neck all wrinkled up? Boy, I wanted to bust you every time you did that. I knew if I did, I wouldn't be able to stop. Well, again, I remind you, Opal, you asked me. Everything you did was wrong. You couldn't do anything right. And now maybe I'll finally have a little peace of mind. Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Opal, you asked me, and I think he's going to tell you. There's Tommy Collins tonight on the Hits radio program. Tommy was a great singer-songwriter, became a minister in later years, and Merle Haggard even wrote a great song about Tommy Collins. And just a great, great guy in this business. Good to hear from my friend Terry Davis. He is tuned in tonight. Asked me if I'd play this song from David Allan Coe tonight. Here's David Allan with one of his all-time greatest. Here's one called The Ride.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride, son? When I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white, pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, inside. Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you own the blues? Can you open them guitar strings? He says, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Well, if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.